After taking last week off to mourn the Arizona shootings, House leaders have scheduled the proposed health care repeal for a vote tomorrow. Suburban Milwaukee Congressman James Sensenbrenner says there are a few good items in last year's package, but that a fresh start is needed to begin addressing problems with the cost of health insurance.
Repealing Obamacare will allow us to start out with a clean piece of paper to address those insurance issues rather than getting into details of whether we ought to delete this clause. And I'm afraid that if this were done in an incremental manner, you would not see the type of changes that the voters demanded in last fall's election.
Sensenbrenner admits the Senate and President Obama probably won't go along with any health care repeal. The expected House action comes as a new poll shows softening opposition to the federal health package. Glendale resident Tom Brockman says he likes that he and his wife now supposedly can't be denied insurance coverage because of a pre-existing condition. Brockman says he doubts the GOP could pass reforms from scratch.
The Republicans have been in charge in the past and have never moved any health care initiatives forward. So now that we finally have something in place, I'd rather see them amended if there's something wrong with it.
At noon today, state labor groups plan a Protect Health Care Reform event outside the Racine office of Republican Congressman Paul Ryan. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.